From phone number 512-217-9197. Received yesterday at 2:46 a.m.
Sir,
here is Ted telling a story.
Right.
So apparently my high school friend starting to tell a story about my high school girlfriend.
Yeah.
And her name is Christine. And she lives
on
the main road.
Tell stories about her.
She used to hang out with Janet. We called Janet from another planet. Thankfully, no, I never slept with her. And I never slept with Christine. You know, Ziggy, I'm really sorry, but I really can't hear anything if you're saying anything. So that's fine. I'll just keep talking. Christine, whose initials spelled K-A-Z, honestly, pretty cool initials, Kaz, but very Christian, very conservative girl. You know, hard to talk to even. I don't even know what I'm supposed to be telling you, but my friend said, talk about your high school girlfriend. It was boring as hell. How about that?
Right,
that'll be really exciting.
Do a new girlfriend.
Yeah. Switch to college girlfriend. There you go.
Let's go.
College girlfriend. Jennifer Wallace.
Jennifer. Ah, very good.
Jennifer Wallace.
Let's hear about that.
Very cute. Very sexy. Very fucking crazy. She came to New York City for New Year's with my brother and one of my good friends from high school.
Sorry,
my best friend from high school is gay. Took us to a gay bar. Took us to a gay party. Oh, it's so funny. It was like gay porn on the walls.
Yeah.
It was like, how about that? What's that? No, Dan.
Dan?
Dan. And Justin, my brother.
Why do gay parties always have to have porn on the walls? Great parties don't have porn on the wall.
I don't
know why it's gay. I am soft because my parties don't have porn on the wall.
My parties definitely do not have porn on the wall. Gay people know how to live it up. In the gay manner.
And there's no sequence
circle. Oh, boy. I'm totally going to get in trouble for this.
Let's hear more about Jennifer.
What was the most remarkable thing about Jennifer, I think, was how wild she was. Besides that, pretty freaking crazy. We only lasted for about a month. Tyson and I were working on the bar. But that. Yeah, there you go. It was fraternity work week, and we were working on the bar. Jen was like, pay attention to me! I'm here! Pay attention to me! I was like, eh.
What's that?
I don't know if she was quite this so loose that she wanted sex, but... I really should hang up before I get in huge fucking trouble. Becky, you know you're the only one for me. And I love you. Let me give the phone to someone who's somewhat sober. Oh, I hear a beep. That means it says, shut up and give it back to Clip. Bye-bye.
Oh, I'm not there. I just want to put her in the truth here.